Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, September 30th, 2025, and we have a lineup of finance headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Beeline Holdings, BLNE, CEO highlights AI-powered mortgage platform in Benzinga podcast. Beeline Holdings CEO Nick Luza recently highlighted the company's AI-powered mortgage platform in a Benzinga podcast interview. The platform is designed for millennials, Gen Z, and gig economy workers, providing qualification decisions in under 10 minutes, supporting non-traditional loans, and operating debt-free. Beeline expects to be cash flow positive in January. Beeline Holdings, Inc. is a mortgage fintech based in Providence, Rhode Island, offering a faster, smarter path to home loans through its digital AI-powered platform. The company is reshaping mortgage origination with speed, simplicity, and transparency at its core. Please see full terms of use and disclaimers on the Investor Brand Network website for more information.
Beef trade realigns as U.S. exports to China collapse. U.S. beef exports to China have plummeted due to lapsed permits attributed to U.S.-China trade tensions. Australia has capitalized on the vacuum, gaining market share in China's beef import market. American meat producers face pressure to adapt as exports to China drop from over $118 million to less than $10 million per month. Tyson Foods, Inc. is up 0.80%, while Hormel Foods Corp. rose 0.51%. Pilgrim's Pride Corp. increased by 1.62%, but Seaboard Corp. decreased by 0.25%. Sysco Corp. rose by 0.49%. Investors are monitoring how U.S. meat processors navigate the loss of Chinese market access, with Australia's beef exports rising. Uncertainty looms until there's clarity on future trade policy and supply chain stability.
Breaks. Channel check by Noble reports gold hits record above $3,800 amid dollar weakness and shutdown concerns. Gold has hit a record high, surpassing $3,800 an ounce, driven by a weakening U.S. dollar and concerns over a government shutdown. This surge highlights gold's status as a safe haven asset during times of economic and political uncertainty. The dollar's decline has made gold more appealing to global investors, while worries about U.S. budget negotiations have further boosted its value. To access the full report, visit Channel Check's website. Channel Check is a platform that provides free institutional quality research on emerging growth companies. For more information on rocks and stocks, a specialized mining industry communications platform, visit their website. Rocks and Stocks offers a wide range of corporate communications solutions to help companies reach a broad audience of investors and consumers. A News Breaks, Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ, BLNE, CEO highlights AI-powered mortgage platform in Benzinga podcast. Beeline Holdings CEO Nick Luza discussed the company's AI-driven mortgage platform in a recent Benzinga podcast interview. The platform, designed for millennials, Gen Z, and gig economy workers, provides qualification decisions in under 10 minutes, supports non-traditional loans, and operates debt-free. Beeline expects to be cash flow positive in January. Beeline Holdings, headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, is revolutionizing property financing with its digital AI-powered platform, offering a faster, smarter path to home loans. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Network News Breaks, LaFleur Minerals, Inc., CSE, LFLRF, 33W Hierro. Featured in Network News Audio release on record gold prices driving near-term production opportunities. LaFleur Minerals, trading under the symbols LFLR on the CSE, LFLRF on the OTCQB, and 3WK0 on the FSE, is highlighted in a Network News Audio press release discussing the unprecedented opportunities for near-term producers due to record gold prices. The company's Swanson Gold Project in Quebec boasts a current mineral resource estimate of 123,400 ounces of gold indicated and 64,500 ounces inferred, with potential for expansion. Spanning over 18,300 hectares with a mining lease and 445 claims, the project benefits from multiple gold-bearing structures and proximity to the Beacon Gold Mill, positioning Lafleur for rapid production. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at Antelf LRF.
West Vault Mining Inc., Quebec, WMDF, poised to unlock value through strong gold market fundamentals. Gold has surged to new record highs, recently surpassing 3,700 ADRs per ounce, as investors turn to it as a hedge against inflation and financial market volatility. Analysts predict further upside with rate cuts and central bank demand. West Vault Mining, WVF, a Nevada-focused gold company, aims to capitalize on this opportunity while managing risk. By delivering low-risk exposure to high-margin gold ounces, West Vault Mining offers investors powerful leverage in the current market environment. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.